Hi everybody, this is your daddy talking from very far away in Korea. I've been away for a very long time. Let's see if I can remember who all my little kids are. I remember I have one girl and three boys. Uh-oh, I made a mistake, didn't I? It's two girls and two boys. I'm still wrong? What a nut. I know, one boy and three girls. There we go. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. One mummy, too. Sure took a long time to get that straight. Now I must try real hard to remember all your names. First we have Peter Dorchin and the Beeler sisters. You're laughing. I'm wrong again? Oh, now I remember. Bernie Wernie and Cindy Windy, Lori Worry and Mary Pipsqueak, and Mummy Cadiddlehopper. I bet I'm getting closer. Oh, sure, of course. It's Bernie, Cindy, Lori, and Mary Ann. I'll bet you were really fooled, huh? I could never ever forget your names, not really. Now that we have everything straight, I'll talk to you all for a while. I must say thank you very much for the very nice tape you sent to me for Christmas. Remember, it's the one that Grandpa and Grandma Brucho helped make before Christmas. Sure was nice, kids. I heard all the polka music and I could even hear the dancing a little bit. It was so nice to hear my polka records again. Someday when I get back, I'll buy some more records. Kids' records, too. I liked all those pretty colored pictures, too. They were all dressed up so nice. I'm going to send you some colored pictures, too. All of Korea and the place where we live. Bet you wonder just where Korea is, huh? Well, that's a long, long way from you. I wish it were closer because then you could come out and visit me. Or I could come and visit you. But we will just have to wait a while longer before we see each other, I guess. And now Christmas is all over. You must send a tape back soon and tell me all about your Christmas presents. I'm really very sorry I couldn't send anything from Korea for you. Mommy said we should wait till later. All of you have another birthday coming, and I promise to send a package to each of you for your birthday. When I come home, we will have a big Christmas. I'll have lots of toys for all of you. How does that sound? Bernie, I'll talk to you now. Of course, the girls can listen, too, but this is mostly for you, son. Listen to your songs on the tape. Pretty good. I'm very happy you like school so much. Someday, when the summer is all over, you will be in first grade.
Very soon after you are in first grade, I will come home again. If I come home while you are in school, I'll walk right to the room where you are learning and say to the teacher, "Hey, you have a Bernie Brucho in here." Then we will go to a different room and ask another teacher if she has a Cindy Brucho in there. Because when the summer is over, Cindy will be in school too.
That's right. So Cindy,
kindergarten. That's right. And after I get you and Cindy, we will walk home together and see Lori and Marianne and Mummy too. You think that'll be okay? I guess we will just have to set up that electric train right away then, Bernie. Hope I can bring some more trains from Korea, too. Till I get home, you are the only boy around the house, son. I hope you help Mommy and take care of the girls a little bit, too. That's a real big job. I think you can help, huh? Now I guess it's time to talk to Cindy a little bit. Hey, Cinder, how are you? Did you have a nice birthday party? That's fine. I saw you smiling very much in the pictures Mommy sent me. Just think, when you are almost 5 years old, I'll be home again. I guess we shall have a big birthday party then, okay? That sure is a pretty dress you had on the night Grandpa Brucho took your pictures. It isn't blue and it isn't green. I guess it must be sort of blue-green. Is that right? My goodness, your hair is growing long. It is very pretty, too. Mommy wrote in one of her letters, "You have been helping real much around the house." That's fine. I bet you can do almost all the dishes by yourself. With all that help, I can just watch TV with Mommy when I get home, okay? I'll even let you make breakfast for me and go to the store and do the wash and take care of the beds. Play with Mary Ann and go to the bank. Oh, sure. No? Can't do all that yet? Okay then, Cinder. I'm just sort of fooling anyway. But help Mommy as much as you can. Try real hard to be a good girl. Maybe when I come home from Korea, I'll bring along a very pretty Korean doll. Would you like that? All dressed up in real pretty clothes. Now, let's see. Who else should I talk to? Oh, yes. Lori, my little yellowhead. How are you, Tiny? Your name isn't Tiny? Well, I guess it's okay if I call you Lori. Little yellowhead, okay? Good. You sure look different in your new haircut. Just like a little imp. You are a little imp. That's my little yellowhead, huh? Okay. Well, now I guess it's time for me to talk to the rest of everybody, hmm? You know, it's kind of odd about these tape recorders. I've spent the last 30 to 45 minutes recording different thoughts, different ideas that came to my mind. And I had started out the tape by saying I'd use it as a diary, and next thing you know, I'd completed the whole tape and I commented on such. I listened to what I had said and decided I didn't like it. I guess the reason I didn't like it is because I listened to myself complaining and grumbling too much. I can't say as I'd ever volunteer for Korea. I can't say that I'd sooner be here than back home with you. Of course not. But nevertheless,
You hear yourself grumbling. You should stop and think and stop and realize that there really isn't that much to grumble about. So I'm recording on top of my recording. I think that I will go ahead like I had the first go around the tape and simply talk about whatever happens to come into my mind. I'll play it back a second time, and I guess if I don't like it a second time, I'll erase it a second time. I think there are probably a number of things that you'd like to hear about, some of which I've wrote about in letters, others I may have completely forgotten. For instance, I would like to take this time right now, while I have plenty of tape here, to give my overwhelming thanks for the tape that you sent me. I wondered what it would be like to get a tape, hear your voices. I wondered just how I'd take something like this. As a matter of fact, a number of us discussed this very same thing. Some guy said they just didn't think they could take it. Well, I never really gave it that much thought, but I did think about it. However, when the package arrived and I realized what was inside, I didn't waste a moment finding me a tape recorder and playing it back. And I was so glad that you made this tape. Hearing your voices, hearing the music, all the fun, the laughter. By golly, it just gives a person the thought, the realization that there is a place called the States, there is a thing called the wife, children waiting back there, and it's worthwhile waiting for. You have to cause yourself to be aware of this.